Hello and welcome.
Hello, hello, freedom fighters. Happy days. Happy Easter.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but do you feel like Easter just kind of, just before you know it, it just kind of caught up with us? I don't know about you, but it just went so quick. I can't believe it.
No, it did. It did. It happened quickly.
It came up so quick.
But you know what? Easter's always a wonderful time. And today's our Easter special, and this is what I want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about?
We always talk about how to invest in property, what areas to buy, how to buy, all the nuts and bolts. And you've heard it from me for 20 years straight now, over and over and over again, like a long time. Now, the thing is, the one thing I want to talk about today is something different. I'm going to talk about mindset. Because the thing is, if you've got a job, there's the deal. If you've got a job and you're earning over 85 grand a year, and if you've got one of the, you've got that, and then you've got one of the other three things, either 150,000 super, 100,000 equity, or 100,000 deposit, you can physically invest in a property.
Love
and that's
it.
A lot of Australians, millions of people out there listening can invest. A lot of people have got lots of equity, they can do it. This is the deal though. You can invest physically, but can you mentally and emotionally? That's the deal. And the mental game, the emotional game, is actually the hardest part. You know, getting a job and working and making money and saving dollars, you can do. But actually having the courage, having the kahunas to get out there and invest is different because, you know, a lot of people get scared.
Oh, it's a big thing. Look, you've got to understand, though, we've been kind of a bit brainwashed since we were kids with school and, you know, the whole idea of this Australian dream and then, you know, putting down a big deposit and then spending 30 years to pay it off.
Yeah, exactly.
It's scary. And then you go, well, I'm going to want to get an investment. What? So I'm going to have a house that I'm paying off and then I've got an investment I've got to pay off.
And I think what's the problem is CNN. I call it the Crisis News Network, right?
Crisis News Network. I love that. That's good.
Because what they do is they're always screaming at you, all different TV channels and the newspaper and everything else going, you know, the war in the Middle East, Kim Jong-un, he's testing nuclear weapons.
Yeah, mate, it's all scare factor, you know?
Russia and Ukraine having a war. The Houthis aren't letting any shipping go through, which is causing more inflation. We've got immigration and there's all this stuff going on and people are scared.
Yep, absolutely.
And they're saying builders are going bust, which they are.
Yep.
And people are getting scared.
Yep, absolutely.
And you know what? If you listen to the Crisis News Network, I get that you're scared. What I'm saying is
Yeah, I was going to say, and we're not like when I was growing up, there was one or two current affairs programs.
Yep.
Now that it's like blanketed with the amount of channels we've got and Foxtel, like it's not just one. It's like we're getting hit by every single area, if that makes sense.
And this is what I suggest this Easter. You know, this Easter, a lot of people are going back to spend time with family, which is a wonderful time for people. There's other people that don't have that family or haven't got a connection and they probably feel a bit lonely, this part of this. Because usually Easter and Christmas.
A little bit like Christmas as well.
We're in a society that's more connected, but there's less connection, right? And
100%.
And part of our thing here is we want to create more connection in this group and create people to have more bonds with each other because I think it's important to have a tribe. But also, when you want to invest in property, when you want to improve your life, when you invest, you need to be hanging out with positive people. Positive people like me, Belinda, Christina, and people in our group because they're positive and they're going to help you. And the thing is, you know, I remember when I first started investing, what would happen is I'd go to a barbecue with the family and, you know, you've got to extend.
I've been in this scenario, and I'm talking about investing.
And there's, you know, there's always that one guy's like, "Oh, what would you know about investing? It's not a good time to invest. You're gonna lose all your money. You should put it all in gold or whatever, right?" And there's all these people with their opinions, and I think opinions are a little bit like assholes. Everyone's got one and they all stink. And at the end of the day, the only opinion I want to listen to is from someone that's actually done it. You know what I mean? I don't want a couch potato telling me how I should and shouldn't work out.
Yep.
But hey, someone's got better results than me. Hell yeah. I want to tell them.
And look, you've got to kind of look at the other side of it as well, because sometimes you've got family members who are just, that it comes across as a bit negative, but they're just trying to look out for you. I mean, I know when I first started investing, same deal, Christmas barbecue. Why are you investing in property? What if the market crashes? What if you get dodgy tenants? What if they grow marijuana plants up in the ceiling? Like all this negative. But then I kind of turned around and I said, okay, so do you invest? Are you talking from experience? Oh, no. You got to be careful what you're doing. You know, and that's when I actually had to say, well, I've got a friend called George and he invests and he's got a lot of properties and he's really helping me with my financial goals as opposed to property. You know, so there's that two sides, the negative and then looking after you and someone, they're trying to get you back, but they're not really.
That's so right. What I'm saying is don't allow your Uber driver, your hairdresser or your creepy uncle to give you investment advice. Okay, that's what I'm saying, because you want investment advice to someone who knows what they're talking about. But the thing is, you have to protect yourself, because, you know, think about this, and you and I have played this game before. We're going to play it again for everyone listening.
Yep.
Imagine you want a coffee, right? And you wanted coffee and your boy or standing made you a coffee, they put extra sugar in it. What would happen to you?
Well, you'd be a bit buzzy. You probably wouldn't know, but you might have a little bit more energy, a little bit of the insulin spike.
But imagine if your family member or even a friend, and by accident, they put poison in your coffee when they made it. They didn't realize. They thought they were doing the best thing for you, and they poisoned you. What would happen to you? You'd be dead.
Exactly.
What's the moral of the story? Watch your coffee. The poison in your mind, because when people say negative things about what you're doing, they're poisoning your mind, and that's where you've got to be careful. You know, if you hang around the dog with fleas, you're going to get fleas. So I'm not saying don't hang out with family, but the negative ones, the negative Nancy's, the naysayers, spend time with positive people, spend time that support you, spend time that people are going to push you up. Now, I've cut a lot of people out of my life.
Because you have to.
And look, it doesn't matter if they're relatives or if they're friends or whatever. At the end of the day, if they don't respect you, they don't try to bring you up, it doesn't matter. You shouldn't hang out
with them. Look, your friends, you've met obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger. I got a chance to meet Arnold obviously through you, George. And you know, when he did his speech about naysayers.
Yes.
He was told, being this little Austrian guy,
He wasn't little. No, when he was younger.
No, when he was younger and he started building up when he was younger that he wanted to be a bodybuilder.
Oh, yes.
Right, hello. Thank you, Negative Nancy.
Okay, I'm Negative Nancy.
No, but when he was younger, he wanted to be a bodybuilder and everyone was going, no, you know, stick to herding goats and yodeling up in the freaking on the Swiss Alps or the Austrian Alps. But then, you know, he obviously became one of the most, you know, the world's best bodybuilder. And then when he said that he wanted to go to America and become an actor, what did they say? You can't, you've got a funny accent.
Yes, they did. They did.
They did. And he ended up turning out, I'd be back.
Yeah, exactly. You know? The thing is, the one thing Arnold did, which was very smart, he invested in property, became successful, and then decided to make
That's what career. I was actually getting to.
He was already successful even before he started acting.
Yes, absolutely. He was making a passive income through his property.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you want to be an actor, it's a lot easier if you've got passive income.
Yeah. You know, but even when he wanted to become a governor, what was everyone saying? You can't be a governor. You're an actor.
Yep.
And he was going, well, Ronald Reagan did it. Why can't I do it?
Exactly.
Right. And so can you see all these little patterns of people putting him down? Now, he actually talked about this, and he says it's naysayers. And you've got to ignore them, and you've got to find your right tribe and the right
people. You've got to find your community. You've got to find the like tribe people, community that are going to uplift you and help you get where you get. And correct. This is part of the Australian Property Investors, the group. We're here to
uplift you. Hey, guys.
You know, if you have good news, post in the group. If you're trying to do something, we'll support you. We're going to uplift you because we're not naysayers. We're yay sayers.
We're positive tribe here.
Yep.
Freedom fighters.
I've got a few announcements to make.
Oof, let's go.
Okay, quite a few. So what's happened is I've released my no-go zone list.
Oh, very nice. I've
released the list of the 100 suburbs you don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole.
Very good.
Right, so I've released that list. That's going around. Good. That's going, going in all the newspapers around Australia, in all the media. Yep. Pretty exciting. Yep. Oh, the other news is I just got back from Brisbane.
You did. I heard. That's it. Well done.
Yes. Thank you. I got back from Brisbane. Well done. You can tell everyone what I was doing, which is pretty cool.
I know. Okay, so George got back from Brisbane because he was doing his filming for Buy to Build.
Build to Buy. Buy to Build. Yeah.
Buy to Build.
So Channel 10's Buy to Build. They've got me in for the next two seasons. We just did one recently. They're doing another season at the end of the year. So they've booked me in for filming in August again. And the host, Walt Collins, he's a lovely man, really smart guy, very articulate. Yeah,
he's really switched on. He actually does a couple of different shows, property-orientated. I've actually seen him do a couple, not that I watch him too much normally.
He does quite a few shows on Channel 10. And one thing about Walt, he's actually got a lot of charisma, but he's really easy to work with. You know, I must say, the two people I really enjoyed working with is Walt Collins and also Robert Kiyosaki. Very easy to work with. Robert Kiyosaki is just, and he's such a, he knows his stuff so well. He's so easy to work with, which is great. So, in 2 weeks' time, Channel 10, Saturday mornings, I'll be on TV every morning for the next 5 weeks in a row. So if you want to tune in, check it out. Funny enough, I don't have a TV, but so I'm going to download the episode.
Download the video, download the program so you can watch
download it. Yeah, because I don't have a TV. I've got a TV, but it's not plugged in. I can't watch anything on purpose. And I haven't had a TV for 20 years.
Yeah, that's good. What are you going to miss out on? Married at First Sight and Current Affairs. It's probably a good thing.
Well, funny enough.
You might need to take a little leaf out of your book, Georgie.
I've been on Netflix. I've been getting into Love is Blind. And I'm really enjoying it. And there's some real characters there. Wonderful
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. Now, what else do we have? Haven't we got another? We've set the dates for our workshop.
We're doing a 2-day workshop in September here in Adelaide, our 2-day intensive.
This
is going to be great.
Yeah.
So that's the first week of September. Is that correct?
Yes, and I believe that we did the last one in Bali. So we go one in Australia, one overseas, one in Australia, one overseas, and that just means that gives a really amazing opportunity for our members to actually go into overseas and turn it into a holiday, which is great. And voted by the members, we've ended up in Adelaide. So
yeah, and we voted. We were going to go. We said, do you want to go Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide? Well,
I've got so, as you know, guys, if you don't know, I'm in Port Melbourne, I'm in Victoria. I even had members in Melbourne go, Belinda, we're voting for Adelaide. I go, why? They go, well, we're going to come for 2 days, but we want to suss out the wineries. Where are we going?
There you go. So it's going to be fun. But also, we've got quite a big budget for our party on the Saturday or Sunday night. We're doing a poll. Ooh. So it's going to be good.
We like to party. We like
to
party.
It's going to be fun. So that's going to be our end of year /Christmas party.
If we've got any members out there. Actually, funny enough, we've got our members waiting for us in our next room, but we'll keep going.
We do have them waiting for us. We'll talk to them, and we're going to be moving soon because today is going to be a short one.
So let's wrap it up. So obviously we talked mindset. You know, you've got to be careful of those naysayers in your life, you know, and it really is good to be around a community where you can actually feel like you're, you know, safety in numbers. It's a pretty scary world out there as an investor.
It is. But you know what? Investing's lonely too. So because I invested, I had 10 properties, I was making money every week. and I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, but who are you hanging out with? There was everyone else you know was working. I was working. I was running my marketing company. Yeah.
So that's why I want to create 10,000 millionaires. So that way I've got people to hang out with, which is great. what I was going to say is if people want a copy of a no zone list, type in hashtag no go and I'll send you a copy of the no go.
Someone just wrote, woohoo, Adelaide. Yay. Yeah, it's Rad Adelaide. Rad Adelaide.
That's right. Exactly. So
woohoo, Adelaide.
So yeah, so look, what we're going to do is we're going to wrap this up. This has been a nice quick one. I hope everyone has a safe.
And no go. We've already got someone go no go. Beautiful. Hashtag no go.
I hope the Easter Bunny gives you lots of chocolate eggs and other eggs and hope you have a great Easter and enjoy this well-deserved break. Our whole company is having the time off. I've given everyone time off because we've got a lot of people in the Philippines and in Indonesia and Easter is very important to them. And it's for us as well. So what I decided to do is just have the whole company. That's it. And someone type in hashtag no go. I love it. Okay.
That's cute.
Great. And so we'll send you no go zone list so you know where not to invest. And that's perfect. And what we're going to do is next Thursday, we're going to be, I think I've got Adam coming on next Thursday. What I'm going to do next Thursday is I'm going to give people the inside story of what's happening with the builders and developers. And I'm going to explain the difference between house and land, off the plan, registered, unregistered, townhouse, unit, micro unit. There's a new word coming out. Oof. They've got a thing called a micro unit.
We like new terminology.
Well, I'm not a big fan of it, but there are micro units in Sydney because people can't afford normal. So what you're saying is
in the terminology, next, but not good for the strategy.
Well, basically, what's happening in the next 20 years, they say that Sydney will be 50% apartments.
Wow.
But I'll tell you one thing. Australians still like to live in a townhouse or a house.
Backyard, front yard.
That's the fact of it. But the immigrants, they're happy living in a unit.
Hey, look, we're the lucky country.
We certainly are.
And we're one of the highest taxing countries. If they're willing to come over and pay our tax, they'll live wherever they want to, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so look, I hope everyone has a wonderful, safe
Evening. Be safe, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's talk more action. Absolutely. And look, the one thing I want to say is don't allow the naysayers to be too negative around you. Stay positive. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. And I'll see you next week. Cheers.
Absolutely. Thank you. Great to see you guys. Ciao.